What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this week we are talking about your pick of, well, I guess it'll be September by the time this drops. And you chose Yellow Brick Road from 2010.
Sure did.
I know your reason behind picking it,
Yeah.
but why don't you tell the listeners why you picked this one?
I don't know. I just thought I'd browse the old Tubi and take a gander to see what they got, because I know they got some kind of not so great B movies. And I saw this, and the cover looked cool and sounded interesting. And like some of the reviews, it seemed like some people liked it. So it's like, all right, let's pick this.
All right. So this is a very low budget movie from 2010. Not a whole lot of reviews on it. It's a pretty lesser known movie. But here we are. If you haven't heard of this movie, it is on Tubi. It's on Shudder. It's on a bunch of different like Plex, I think it's on. It's on a whole bunch of different streaming platforms, but if you do end up wanting to check it out, it's pretty easy to find. Before we talk about the movie, though, let's kick off our news and booze. What are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking my Luxuana, whatever the fuck you say it. Ben, I'm sure you'll correct us again.
Yeah, you're gonna get it right one of these times.
I know.
Nice. This movie takes place in the woods, so I decided to drink a Voodoo Ranger IPA.
Nice. Okay, that's fitting.
There's no rangers in this movie, but
One guy, I mean,
I guess kind of,
kind
but
of, yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of this beer, but it came in a mixed pack, so it's just been sitting in my
Nice.
fridge for a while. I figured what better time to drink it than right now. All right. What have you watched since we last spoke?
Watched a few things. Watched Logan. I think I talked about that already. This is, I cheated on this. I didn't actually watch it. I just see why I can't afford the Survivor. I just couldn't find it anywhere, so I need to finish my collection, so I just said fuck it. I was at my parents, Death Row, No Country for Old Men. I watched a new movie called Incoming, which is on Netflix, and the critics are saying it's this generation's super bad, which I think is
Fucking load of
not accurate at all.
horseshit. Not accurate at all.
And I've been kind of on a Justin Long and Jonah Hill kick lately. This, I don't know. So I watched Accepted. Then I watched War Dogs, which was a first watch for me. And like,
Ah, it's a good
I don't know
movie.
how it took so long to watch this movie. And then last night, I rented Grandma's Boy because we were having our fantasy draft. And I was like, I feel like watching this. It's been a long time since I've seen this. And I absolutely love this movie. It's so fucking funny. And yeah, that's it.
Sweet. Decent list of movies.
About you?
Brady and I watched Kung Fu Panda 4 the other day.
Nice.
He'd already seen it in theaters, but that was the first time watch for me. It was okay. I don't know. Wasn't really a necessary addition to the franchise.
Yeah.
I took a page out of your book and I did the same thing with Sleepaway Camp 4 because I tried to find it too, and I was just like, yeah, this is it's fucking nowhere. Like, I even went through Reddit posts and stuff, and nobody
Yeah,
had links for it. So,
I know.
I watched Oddity, which is a horror movie that released this year, and it was pretty good. I actually enjoyed it quite a bit.
That's on Shudder.
No, I think I rented it. Yeah, I rented it.
Oh, okay.
But it was like $6 or something like that, but
Yeah.
it's worth it. And I also watched Incoming, like you. I definitely highly disagree that it's this generation's super bad. It does have like a super bad sort of feel to it, but it's nowhere near as good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, not a whole lot watched this week, but been
Nice.
playing a lot of Black Myth Wukong.
Hell yeah.
Game's so fucking good, man.
It is.
You're finished Spider-Man now, right? So you're gonna
Yeah.
start playing it.
Yeah, I played a little bit. It's fun. It's cool. It looks good.
Once you get a little deeper into it and you're better at fighting and shit, oh, it just feels so good.
And it seems like there's so many secrets in the game too. Like I've seen a couple of videos of like secret walls and like secret weapons that you can like find and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's fun. Definitely recommend getting it for anyone who doesn't have it yet. All right, as for the news, we didn't do this segment in our last episode because we had Tawny Vleesh on. So this little article is a little bit old, but there's confirmation from Bloody Disgusting that there's going to be two Halloween video games in the works, from the same developers that did Evil Dead the game. John Carpenter has been intimately involved with one of them, so
Wow.
could be pretty cool. I could see at least one of them being sort of like a Dead by Daylight type game, but I heard somewhere that the other one's going to be like a pixel game, like an 8-bit game.
That could be fun.
Yeah. So, no idea when they're coming out yet, but we'll see. We got a full trailer for Terrifier 3 this week. I started
Nice.
watching it and then I was like, they're showing way too much. So I had to stop.
Okay, yeah. I probably
Because,
won't watch it either, yeah.
yeah, they were showing a lot and I just didn't want to be any part of it. And then we have a new Jurassic World movie that they announced a while back, but we have a official title and it's going to be Jurassic World Rebirth.
I saw that today.
So,
Pretty exciting.
yeah.
Because that's being directed by Gareth Edwards.
Oh, is it? I like the Jurassic World movies, but I don't know. Nothing can touch the OGs for me.
No.
What else do we got? The Crow was released last week and it's getting shit on pretty hard.
Yeah.
And there's another new movie called Stream. I've seen a lot of people talk about it, but it's only in theaters for a week. It's from the producers of Terrifier 2 and 3. And it's got a cast list, man. Like,
Interesting.
Jeffrey Combs, David Howard Thornton, Dee Wallace, Danielle Harris, Tony Todd. Felissa Rose.
Wow.
It's, yeah. So I really want to check it out whenever it's available to watch at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I got. What do we have for 4Ks?
Okay. So 4Ks. We got Castle of Blood, Let Him Go, Going South. I don't know either of those. Reptilicus, interesting. Watchmen Chapter One, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
That Watchmen, is that's animated?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
Steelbook for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes,
Sick.
Alphaville, I've heard of it, Sudden Death of Jean-Claude Van Damme,
Awesome movie.
The Watchers. I think I remember that. No, I don't. M. Night Shyamalan. High Crime. Last year at Marion Bad. What movies I've not heard of. Double Jeopardy.
Nice.
Desperado, Steelbook.
Sick.
The Woman slash Offspring. Interesting cover. A lot of movies, holy. Drive, Steelbook. That's sick.
That's very sick.
Poltergeist 2, The Other Side. Mother on Criterion Collection. And Real Life.
Nice.
So, a lot of movies. Well, that I have no idea what they are, but if anyone's interested,
Yeah. Cool. All right. There's nothing else we can start talking about this movie.
Alrighty.
All right, like we said in the intro this week, we are talking about Yellow Brick Road from 2010. There's no spaces, so I guess it's like Yellow Brick Road. I say it really fast. The synopsis: 1940, the entire population of Fryer, New Hampshire, walked up a winding mountain trail, leaving everything behind. 2008. The first official expedition into the wilderness attempts to solve the mystery of the lost citizens of Fryer.
Yeah.
This was directed by Jesse Holland and Andy Mitten. It's a dual effort for this one. Jesse Holland has directed the Crooked Man TV movie. We Go On. And, oh, that's it. Andy Mitten has directed The Harbinger, The Witch in the Window, and they also joined forces for We Go On. The cast starting off with Michael Lorino, aka John Bernthal, if you ordered him from Wish. Tell me I'm wrong.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, I like that.
He played Teddy. Anessa Ramsey played Melissa. Alex Draper played Walter and Cassidy Freeman played Aaron. I didn't recognize anybody in this movie. If you did, fucking kudos to you, man.
No. But
Okay.
Cassidy and Clark, who play brother and sister in this movie, was actually acted by real life brother and sister,
Oh, really?
Aaron and Daryl Luger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like this movie was kind of like almost like everyone was just a group of friends and
Yeah.
they decided to make a movie.
Yeah.
So,
Sounds kind of familiar,
yeah.
from another movie that maybe came out like 20 years later.
Yeah, maybe, eh? It also
Yeah.
takes place in the forest.
Yeah.
That one. All right. Let's kick off this movie discussion.
Oh yeah. So I took a picture of the opening kind of blurb.
Okay.
If I can find it. There it is. So there's an opening kind of blurb in it. So one morning in 1940, the entire population of Fryer, I think it was in New Hampshire,
New Hampshire, yeah.
walked north up an unmarked trail into the wilderness. Some were later found frozen to death, others were mysteriously slaughtered. Most, however, were never found. Among the classified records is this audio recording of a lone survivor conducted at the outset of investigation. Yeah. So there's a lone survivor, and was kind of pointless because you can't understand what the guy is saying. He's kind of like going crazy, and you don't doesn't really give you any information at all
Yeah.
about what happened. But we meet our main character Teddy. I believe that he is a writer, kind of investigator, author kind of guy. And he heard about this town and wants to investigate as to why everyone disappeared back in 1940. Actually, sorry, he's now a teacher, I guess, or got offered a teaching job, but he decides to turn it down when he's talking with Walter and Melissa, and he's kind of like, well, let's just throw away our lives and just do this.
Yeah, because Teddy or Melissa is Teddy's wife. Walter's like a collaborator. And then you said Darren and Aaron, or Daryl and Aaron are cartographers, so they're good with maps and shit. And then Cy is a forestry expert, and then there's an intern named Jill.
Yeah, and I think Walter, he's like a psychology teacher or something like that, or yeah.
But in the little, not the opening blurb, but like we do get like a little background. So there's 572 people that lived in this town. And they're all obsessed with the Wizard of Oz. So this is whenever they took their little adventure after they watched it. Some people froze to death. Sorry, only 300 of the townspeople's bodies were recovered. Some had frozen to death. Others were killed in like horrific ways. And 272 people were never found. Well, I guess 271, because the one guy's still alive.
True. It's quite the movie to obsess about, the Wizard of Oz, kind of weird.
But I mean, back in 1940, it's kind of understandable. Like, that was a cinematic masterpiece back then.
Is that why you think the movie theater is kind of like the end game to like this movie? Like it kind of seems like the movie is psychologically connected to the movie theater.
Yeah, I could see that. It's almost like that theater is their Oz.
Yeah, true, true. So yeah, they basically are in this town and they're meeting up, and Walter has a video camera. He's kind of like videotaped the whole thing and does these like weird interviews with people where he's like, was he say it's like, what's your name? And he's like, what's your say your childhood memory or something like that. And then he's like, now start talking gibberish until I tell you to stop. And he's like, make like weird signs until I tell you to stop. And like, I don't know, it's weird.
One guy starts like jerking off the air.
Yeah,
He's like, okay, that's enough.
The writing of this movie is so bad, but the one line made me laugh so hard. Like they have these like coordinates that they found from his like file he got from, I don't even know, it was like some weird fucking hospital, I think, where this guy came from, the survivor. And they go to these coordinates and it's like a movie theater. They go up to like the ticket guy and they're like, oh, do you know where the entrance to the trail is? And the guy's like, are you guys like R word? He's like, this is a fucking movie theater.
2010, when it was still acceptable to use that word.
So they realized that the coordinates were kind of like a sham, like there wasn't didn't send them to the right spot. But maybe it did, because everyone's kind of craziness started in the movie theater, right? So
Exactly.
maybe they were in this movie theater, like people in this movie, and this is where it kind of starts making them go crazy a bit. I don't know. So yeah, this movie is kind of like part found footage, but also not really at all.
Yeah, like some of it's definitely filmed like it would be, but I don't know. Like found footage obviously is generally taken from the viewpoints of the characters, but we don't see that a lot.
So they're starting the walk on the trail to find well, they're walking this whole trail to write the book and research and stuff like that. And they have a kind of quad with them, which I don't know why they have just one, like, there's like eight of them or seven of them. It's like, don't just all fit on that thing or get a second one so everyone can, Daryl ends up finding an old hat in the woods, kind of like old kind of fedora type hat. And so they're walking, and then like at one point, Oh, they end up picking up a girl named what's her name?
Live.
Liv, who says that her grandfather was alive in this town in the 1940s, and she can help them and stuff like this, so they bring her along.
But she works at the movie theater.
You're right. Yes.
So
Yes.
feel like there's something a little
Yeah.
sketchy with Liv.
Yeah. Yeah. Jill the intern has like the GPS kind of thing that they're using, which is weird. Like, why do they have a GPS and a compass? Like, I don't know. But like the GPS just starts kind of like breaking. Like, it shows they're in like, I don't know, at one point they're in, where does it say? I didn't write it down, but they're in like Italy. Then at one point they're in like Australia, according to this GPS. And then they start hearing this like humming and like music and stuff like this. And this was like the most confusing part to me, I think. So they weren't playing that music, they were hearing that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the movie fucked up in this. I don't know if you caught it, but at one point, right whenever before Daryl kills Aaron, the camera is like on them, and behind them is a fucking record player
Really?
just sitting on the rocks. And I was like, what is that? Did they bring the record player and they're like playing it, or did like the production just like totally not catch that they left the record player sitting in the open of the shot?
Never noticed that. That's great, though.
So they hear this like music through the whole movie, basically. It gets like louder and louder and kind of cutting up and stuff like this. And you don't know if they're actually hearing the music or if they're just going crazy. A few of them like want to turn back, but Teddy is like, no, we're gonna keep going. And then like at one point they're like sitting around, and this is when they're trying to decide to turn back. And then Sai is like, is there Sai or Walter? Like, yeah, we should turn back. He's like, I think we need a bigger boat. And it's like,
It's just
what? Doesn't even fit in the movie. Like,
it's so
what?
out of place. Like you could use that metaphor in so many different scenarios, but this is not one of them.
You're literally in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So at nighttime, Teddy, I guess, was like talking to sleep, saying, we're not going back, we're not going back. And then like instead of like doing the POV from the camera, they start doing like they get out this some booze, and they're like, okay, well, like have a good time tonight. And like the whole part here is like played in like photographs.
Yeah,
I know,
it's
it's
really
kind of
weird.
weird. It's very weird, yeah. I mean, they're trying something different, I guess. We find out that Jill lied. So her grandfather doesn't actually live here. He lives in somewhere else, not close to here. And she just lives in this town. And yeah, she's just kind of crazy.
Live, not Joe.
Sorry. Yeah, live. Yeah. And one thing I didn't understand either is what was the whole spotting thing that Aaron and Daryl were doing, because they're like writing coordinates in the book and like have this little like thing, and she would say like, okay, this place this, and he'd write it down. Like, I didn't really understand what that was.
Well, they're cartographers, right? So they're like map geeks.
Oh, right, so they're mapping out. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. And the whole time Daryl has his hat on, and like every time they try and do their math thing, she tells them like, like take it off, like take the hat off, like it's funny but not funny. And he never takes it off. And at this one point, she tells him like, take off the fucking hat or I'm gonna fucking kill you. And then like they kind of start fighting, and then like she looks at the map thingy, and she's like, oh no. And he's like, is it scratched? Is it scratched? Is it scratched? And she's like, take off the fucking hat, take off the hat. And they just like start arguing, and then like they just start fighting each other, and then he like punches her in the face, and it was a very weird scene.
She like rolls down the hill. And then next, like I can't remember who, but he
Yeah,
had
it's
the
Walter has the binoculars.
Walter has the binoculars, and then he watches Daryl pull her leg off and then like starts almost air guitaring with it.
It's very it like the acting was just so bad. Like it just like in 2 seconds he went because he has like a piece of glass or something, he like cuts her mouth open, right? And the next thing you know, he's fucking ripping off her leg. And I was like, what the
Yeah. And like, did he cut her leg off or what? Because I thought he was just pulling on her leg and it
I think he
eventually came
just
full.
pulled it off.
Which, what?
And like, I don't know how far away they are, but like, Walter is just like sitting there with the binoculars and he's like, oh my God. And just like doesn't move. And then Melissa comes up, grabs the fucking binoculars and looks, and she's like starts freaking out. And no one is like going to try and help her. They're just like in shock, right?
Yeah. And Daryl takes off running.
Yeah, going through the woods. He has the notebook as well, so like they're the only ones who are, that's how they can get back to where they are. Like Sai thinks he can because he's kind of like the forest guy.
Yeah.
So they decide that Teddy and Sai are going to find him. They bring the knives, machete, and they got to keep him alive. So they're finding him in the woods and they end up seeing him. And Daryl's like kind of going crazy, but he's still like kind of there. And he's like saying, like, I think I did something bad. And they're like, yeah, you did, but like, it's okay. We'll help you out. And he like gives himself up and they tie him up and stuff like that. Then, yeah, that's pretty much it.
So, do you think it's the hat that did it to him?
I don't
Like
think
he,
so because everyone else ends up going kind of
yeah,
crazy too, right?
that's true, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it
Because
was.
I don't even understand what the significance of the hat is. Like, was it one of the townspeople's hats?
Yeah, I think that's what they were getting at.
Okay.
Because they were like, oh, it looks like a hat from like back then.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah, because they were
Right.
trying to find a name written on the inside of it and stuff. Yeah.
So they're trying to get to the end of the road. The music starts really doing these weird things, like it's getting louder and louder and like screechier and fucking earthquakes and like shit's just moving around and everyone like is covering the ears and yeah. And then I'll go ahead.
I was gonna say it's just like the movie's all over the place.
It is, yeah. Not much happens in the movie, to be honest, and it's like an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's entirely too long.
Yeah. So they see like this giant wood pile of like branches and stuff, and you see this like kind of looks like a person standing there, but it's a scarecrow. It looks like from far away, but then you get up to it, and it's actually Erin tied to this, and her like half her face is like falling off, and
Yeah.
yeah, so.
This could have been such a cool scene, but they used fucking shitty ass CGI to make her mouth fall off. I was like, fuck, like this could have been the one scene in this movie.
And they're all like standing there kind of like freaking out and like the fucking music is going crazy and somehow Daryl like grabs his machete and he ends up getting away and stealing the quad and leaving.
Yeah. And Teddy watches them do it too.
I know Ted is like on top of like the wood pile and he like sees the road continuing on, and you see like I don't know if you noticed it or if I was just seeing things, but it looks like lights are like
Yeah.
shining, kind of like because we know what the end is like the movie theater, right? And those lights kind of look like those like spotlights you see in Hollywood around like the movie theaters and stuff.
Yeah, like the matinee lights. Yeah, that's true.
So everyone's arguing about what to do. Sai says, you know, we should go back. I can get us back to somewhere where we know. Because, oh, he says, like, let's go west or something like that. And Teddy's like, no, we're gonna go north. And everyone else is like, well, I don't want to go north. So
Yeah.
they kind of like split up. Well, before that, it's like nighttime, and Teddy and Melissa just start randomly having sex in the middle of the fucking nowhere.
And like he keeps hearing noises and she's like begging him. She's just like, stay with me, stay with me.
Yeah, and there's like a man up on the hill yelling like, "Where are we now?" And it's like,
Yeah.
I don't know what
Just
is going on.
such an awkward
This
scene.
movie is just a trip. So yeah, Teddy leaves by himself. Sy and Liv go off on their own, and then Melissa and Walter are going off on their own as well. And so Sy, they're like splitting up food, and he like gives Liv the food, and he's like, "Oh, it's all good. I'll catch a chipmunk later." And then they find these berries. I forgot to mention before. They find these berries, and Sai's like, "Whatever you do, do not eat those berries." So like, you think it's like gonna kill you, right? And then Liv finds the berries, and he's like, "Yeah, don't eat those." And she's like, "Okay." And then he's like, "Well, like, I ate those when I was 10 years old once, and they get you high." And she's like, "Oh, okay."
Tell me more.
Yeah, and he's like, "But if you eat too many, like, it'll like turn all red, get itchy, and it'll like basically poison you and possibly kill you."
Yeah.
And then, of course, she pops one in her mouth, and he doesn't try and stop her, and he just fucking takes one too, and just
Such
get
a
high
random
as
ass
fuck.
trip.
And yeah, they're like super high, and then Jill is also with Melissa and Walter, and she ends up eating all the candy that Melissa had.
Yeah.
And then back with Liv and Sy, they're like, Sy's like laying down, he's like high as fuck, and then just out of nowhere, he says, like, "I think I'm turning into Daryl." And Liv is like, "What do you mean?" And he's just like, "Well, I've been thinking about unspeakable things I'm gonna do to you. Like, you should really tie me up and kill me." And she's like, just like not even freaked out, just like, "Tell me more."
Yeah. And like, why tie him up and kill him? Like, why would he tell her to tie him up and kill him? Like, just tying him up would be enough. Like, I wouldn't say, I'm thinking about killing you. You should tie me up and kill me first.
Yeah, he's like, "I was gonna just kill myself, but how about you just tie me up and kill me?" Then she's like, "Okay, don't wait to like he's tied up at this point." And he's like, she's like, "Okay, do you want me to just stab you?" And he says, "No, I don't want knife on my or blood on my knife."
Yeah.
That tells her to break his neck, and I'm like, she can't break her fucking neck. And then she even says that, and he's like, "Oh no, anyone could do it if you really put your thought into it." And I'm like thinking, I don't think I'd be able to break someone's neck. Like, I don't know.
Like physically be able to, or like morally able to?
Physically.
I think you could.
You think it's that easy?
Yeah. Just grab the chin and fucking conk.
I'm not getting thoughts here, by the way, just let you know.
Should we tie you up?
Yeah. But she ends up leaving, and then she ends up coming back, and she ends up breaking his neck, and he's just like,
After
"Oh,
two
what are you?"
tries.
Yeah, she's like, "What are you doing?" Another thing I didn't like about this movie, I mean, there's a lot of things, but they keep going to like the POV of Daryl on the RV, and it's like, okay, I don't understand. Like, it's trying to be like creepy, and it's like, oh, who's this? Is he chasing after someone, or like, what's
Yeah.
happening?
Yeah, maybe that's what their thought process was.
The son is calling Walter now by his name. And he ends up getting tied up, I think, too, right? Melissa ties him up.
Walter, no, he kills himself.
Oh, okay.
Jill kills herself as well. She walks off a cliff.
Does she? I totally miss that.
Yeah. And then, yeah, because Walter kills himself on camera.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're right.
So
Yeah.
then Melissa's watching the camera, and then Daryl attacks her.
Yeah. Because like she's like sitting there like falling asleep with the thing. And then she wakes up and all you hear is Daryl like in the cave behind her. And he says, "Are you gonna run away?" "No." He says, and she says, so I'm like, "Are you gonna kill me?" He's like, "Yeah." And he's actually like, "Are you gonna run away?" He's like, "Even with my leg, you're not gonna run away." And it's like, what the fuck is going on? And he like pops out of the cave, and Liv is eating like the berries as well.
Still
Yeah,
getting
she
fucked up.
so she obviously gets killed by the berries. Or no, she gets
Yeah.
stabbed, I think, right?
No, she stabs Daryl.
Right.
And
Yeah,
then
yeah,
she
yeah.
dies from the poison. Yeah.
Yeah.
But just like nothing happens for the first like hour and 15 minutes. And then
Yeah.
it's just like fucking suicide, stabbing, neck breaking, suicide, suicide. It's
I
like,
know.
Jesus Christ, man. And it's all within like a 10-minute span.
I still felt like nothing happened. Like
No.
it just felt like there's this stuff going on just for nothing, right?
Yeah.
So then we see Melissa's dead body, and we see this white glove with like a red sleeve, like hand come out of the camera, and it's pulling her. I was like, what the fuck is that? But now that I'm like, I know what happens, it was the fucking Usher, right? That
Yeah.
took her body. But I still don't, like, I don't know. So then, meanwhile, Teddy, he fucking made it to the end of the road, or probably didn't. He's probably dead somewhere, to be honest. So he makes it to this
Possible.
building, and it's a movie theater. And he finds this Usher, and he's going on about like, "Are you real?" And Usher's like, "Yeah, like I'm real. I'm here with you." And he's like, "Come on into the movie." And then it has like a countdown, and you see Melissa's dead body like on the camera. And I don't know. What do you think?
About what, like the
I
movie
don't
in
know.
general?
Like, yeah, like what do you think that? Just none of them made it there. Like Teddy just went crazy and just died somewhere. Because we still don't know what happened to the rest of the town, right?
Yeah, we never learn what happened.
They didn't find anything.
Yeah, like, is this theater actually there? And it's like some sort of paranormal theater in the middle of this like friggin' forest kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea. It would make
Yeah.
sense that Teddy actually died, and this is kind of like his deathscape sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it's his like one last I don't know, vision or something.
Yeah.
Cause
Melissa.
Melissa, she the usher had her like propped up. Like she's almost not on a scarecrow, but she's like she's propped up. You can see like her upper half.
Yeah.
So he's got her in like some forest landscape kind of area.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. You
Yeah, man.
succeeded in what you wanted to do with this
I mean,
movie.
yeah. Sometimes you gotta risk it. I thought, I'll save my thoughts for review, but
Yeah.
yeah.
And this is one that I had seen often on
I know. I
Tubi
was
and other
very
streaming
surprised
services.
because I was like, I'm picking this movie on Tubi, and I was like, this fucking yellow brick road movie. And you're like, oh, fuck yeah. I've been wanting to watch that for a while.
I don't know, it's got a cool cover, man. It's got a
Yeah.
cool cover. Like, not at all the movie that I was expecting it to be. Like, I was
Oh.
expecting them to like be in the forest and being like hunted down by like a scarecrow and
I
shit.
know. Yeah. I was gonna just, like talk about that in my review, but like, yeah, I'm trying to agree with you. Like, I thought, because the cover on Tubi is like a scarecrow with a fucking pitchfork.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, it's called the Yellow Brick Road. Is this gonna be like a fucking horror version of the Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz?
Which would have been so sick.
Yeah,
So sick.
and the other cover is like a girl getting dragged off, and I was
Yeah.
like, okay,
There's not even a fucking yellow brick road in this movie.
No.
It's a path through the forest.
Yeah. yeah. Anything else that you want to mention or?
No.
All right, let's wrap it up then. That's the way I guess the blood splatters.
Yeah, minimal as it may be.
Yeah.
All right. How'd you rate this movie?
I'll give the story a 1 out of 10.
Oh, that bad, eh?
Yeah. Honestly, story is just so many holes. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Like it is that kind of psychological feel to it. I didn't hate the characters. I didn't love them either. Like I didn't really get much backstory on them. The writing and dialogue was just terrible. Like, yeah. So 1 out of 10.
All right.
Quality, I'll go 2 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah. Not
All
a good
right.
movie. We gotta risk it sometime. Sorry, guys, you know. Two out of ten. Just the acting is terrible. I will say like the practical effects that we saw of the one kill, their fucking leg getting torn off, like that was pretty cool. Her face cut off, that's pretty cool, I guess. I did like the setting of it. Like I guess in the trivia on IMDb, like they actually were like legit in the middle of fucking nowhere, and like people started having fucking visions and shit because they were going crazy for being out there for so long.
Damn.
So yeah, 1 out of 10 and a 2 out of 10.
Wow.
Just not a good time. We'll never watch this again, probably.
Your lowest rated movie on this podcast.
Probably, yeah.
Can't think of anything worse. My story, I gave it a 2 out of 10. It's not great by any means, and the writing's not good, but I don't know. I kind of enjoyed the descent into madness
Okay.
because like everyone's normal at the start, and then
Yeah.
throughout the movie they just get crazier and crazier. So I don't know, it was kind of interesting to see it happening in real time, but this movie is fucking way too long, clocking in at 100
Yeah,
minutes.
I know.
Like if this would have been like an hour long, I feel like it could have been a little bit better.
Yeah. I know, because I just watched it like tonight because I was like, I didn't feel like watching it last night because I had a draft and stuff. And it's like, oh, I'll watch it after work and then like look at IMDb and I see it's like 1 hour 40. I was like, fuck, I thought it would have been like 1 hour 20, 1 hour and a half.
Quality, I gave it a 4 out of 10.
Okay, all right.
The practical effects, like you mentioned, were good. Not all the acting was terrible. I think some people were definitely better than others. I really did enjoy the setting, and I feel like, because this was, I think it was their first movie, maybe second movie that they directed. And like I want to give them the benefit of the doubt with that. And like they're not
Yeah.
like big time directors. It was a fucking micro budget. So like I've seen worse movies on a
That's
micro budget, but it's, yeah, it's definitely not for me. It wasn't a great movie. I probably won't ever watch it again. I almost watched it again tonight because
really.
I saw some of the reviews on Letterboxd, and I'm like, people are giving this 4 stars and shit.
I know.
And I was like, did I miss something? Like, do I need to
Yeah.
rewatch this before we record?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Not for me.
Yeah.
All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. Unfortunately, there is no critics' consensus for this one, which I'm sure you
Yeah.
assumed. So based on nothing, what do you think the critics scored it?
Say 20%.
50%
Okay.
on only 18 reviews. So it's not a highly reviewed movie. And an average score of 5.3 out of 10. We've watched some bangers
Yeah.
that have a worse score than this on
I
Rotten Tomatoes.
know. Yeah.
But whatever. The audience score is a 30% on 1,000 ratings and an average score of 2.5 out of 5 or a 5 out of 10. Crazy. What's Letterboxd got?
Letterboxd is the same, 2.5 out of 5. I gave it a 1 out of 5. You gave it a 1.5, and barely anyone's watched it on my friends list. No one really worth mentioning. So, yeah.
Definitely a lot of higher ratings than what we gave it.
Yeah,
I think even
definitely.
IMDb has a 4.7.
It does. Someone compared it. Can't find the review. I only see like the first part of it, but they gave it an 8 out of 10.
It's
They said
crazy.
it's a bit of a mix between Lost and The Shining.
I mean, I can kind of see it.
Yeah.
Not anywhere near as good as either of those. And an 8 out of
No.
10 is fucking crazy ambitious, but.
There's about 6 10 out of 10s
Wow.
on this.
Like, is this Friends of the Directors?
It might be, actually. Yeah.
I don't know, man. To each their own. I'm not gonna shit
Yeah.
on people for liking this movie. And
But
I
yeah,
don't like.
I couldn't make a movie, so I mean, I'm just talking shit, honestly.
And like, I don't even want to really shit on the movie too much, because I mean, it's a valiant effort. Just not our cup of tea. All right, you ready for the scare section?
Yes, sir.
How did you rate the scares in this one?
Then I'll give it 1 out of 10.
You are just fucking
I'll give it 2 out of 10 already.
twisting the knife on this
I
one.
know. I'm sorry. Not really scary at all. Like, I don't know, the Daryl killing his sister kind of did come out of nowhere of how gruesome it was. Kind of like the music getting louder and louder and fucking them feeling the rumblings and stuff, kind of like psychological feel, so. I go 2 out of 10. Scary scene. I'll go with like, I'll go with something different. The fucking Usher at the end. He was pretty fucking creepy,
Yeah,
honestly.
he was.
So yeah.
All
And
right.
would I survive? I'm gonna say yes, because I feel like I have a very good sense of direction.
Okay. That's fair. So you're not getting lost, eh?
No, I think I'd be able to find my way back.
Fair enough.
What about you?
My scare rating, I give it a 3 out of 10. So one thing this movie does have going for it is that it honestly has some creepy scenes in a good forest setting, and you can really feel the characters descending into madness the further they go into the forest. So I don't know, they did a decent job with that. Scary scene. I said the final scene too with Usher. Like,
Oh wow, okay.
yeah,
Nice.
he creeped me out, man. And Teddy's like not sitting down right away, and the Usher screams at him. He's like, "Sit in your seat, sir." I was like, Jesus, man. Would I survive? I said no.
All right.
I said I'm not a big hiker, but like once I get out into the woods, like I want to go deeper and explore and stuff. And I just, yeah, I think I would get caught up in it and end up fucking, I don't know, jumping off a cliff or telling a girl to snap my neck.
All right, and
I don't think I would. But yeah. I need to pick a movie. I had one picked, but like now I'm kind of second guessing it, but I think I'm just gonna stick with it. The only reason why I'm second guessing it is because it's another 2024 movie, and we just did a 2024 movie last week, but fuck it. We're gonna do it
sorry.
anyways. I think it's first watch for both of us. It's called I Saw the TV Glow.
Fuck yes.
A
Hell yeah. I've
lot of
heard
people are talking about this.
nothing but good things. Like, this is in, like, some people I follow, like, their top 5 movies of the year. Like, nice.
Yeah, I keep seeing it popping up everywhere, and I keep wanting to watch it, and then I forget to, and yeah.
Okay. Sick. I'm pumped.
Yeah, me too. All
Nice.
right. You can wrap this up, call it a night on Yellow Brick Road. Stay away from Tubi. There's still one on there that I want to do so fucking bad, but I know it's going to be awful. That Shark Side of the Moon. I
I
watched
know
the trailer for it.
there was one I was gonna pick. It was like fucking like I don't know. It was like Mecha Ape versus like I don't know,
Jesus
like
Christ.
regular ape or some shit. I
Tubi
don't
does
know.
have some bangers, though.
They do, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, yeah. If you guys want to check us out on social media, you can find us at A Podcast on Elm Street on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Hey, if you click the link in our bio on Instagram, you'll find links to our TeePublic account where we have our merch, and there's a link to our Patreon account if you wish to support the podcast that way. And there's a link to our individual Letterboxd accounts, our Discord server, and anywhere that you can listen to us. Actually, speaking of Discord, Horror Cafe just started a Discord.
Oh, did they?
And I've been in a few conversations on there, and it's fun. So if you're listening to this podcast, you should go check out their Discord. Because, and you should too, Brooke.
I will. I will do it right after this.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We will talk to you in a couple weeks.
See yous later.